Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Claire. Now, as you know, we've been talking to Irish chefs over the last number of weeks about their favourite cookbooks, the ones they keep coming back to time and time again, the ones they find the most inspirational. And this week, we're delighted to be joined by Chef Clodagh McKenna. Clodagh, you've written enough of these books to probably know what the secret sauce now is to a good book, good cookbook. What do you think the key ingredients are?
Good morning, Áine. Lovely to be on the show. I mean, the number one thing is that the recipes are thoroughly checked and they work. That is the biggest thing with every cookbook, that they work, and that any level of cook, whether you're an advanced cook or a beginner cook, that you're able to follow the recipes properly.
And is that something you're pretty diligent about? Like, you have a timer out and you're trying to get it down to the second and absolutely being really specific, being really concise with the ingredients levels and all of your ingredients. Yes.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, for somebody in kind of my role and my work, it's kind of what I do full time. So there is no room for kind of error on recipes. You know, I'm live every week to 3 to 4 million people cooking on ITV this morning, and the recipes have to be perfect. My Sunday Times column, and as you said, my 9 cookery books. You know, you don't get to write a second cookery book if they don't work properly. So I'm so diligent. And it's quite interesting, actually, maybe for people listening, about, you know, what the whole process is when you're creating a recipe. So there's the idea comes first, and you're, you know, pulling different ingredients together in your test. I test them out, and then I write up the recipe. And I always write the recipe thinking that I'm somebody who's never picked up a chopping knife or a wooden spoon before in their lives, and that's how I bring it to, can they really understand it step by step? And then I reread it. And then if I'm doing a cookery book, I have 3 different testers that I pay to test them. An official home ec, who is a professional recipe tester, and then an advanced cook, and then a beginner cook. And I get them to test out the recipes, look at all their feedback. And then when all that is cleared, then the recipe is good to go.
Given all of that, like, is there a favourite cookbook that you come back to that is tried and tested, that you trust has done the work that you would when it comes to the testing piece?
Yeah, there are. I mean, there are a few, you know, recipe writers that I follow and I trust and I admire. One, of course, would be the Queen, who is Dorina Allen. I mean, I think she is probably, I mean, for sure, one of the best in the world at writing recipes, because she is so diligent about her recipe writing, and she has the cookery school where everything gets tested out completely right in front of her eyes. And so she's got so many ways of testing up those recipes. And also it's her nature. It's how her work ethic,
meticulous.
How she is. She is meticulous at her recipe writing and really brilliant at recipe writing. And then there are other people that I love their books. People who really concentrate on subjects, like, for example, Madhur Jaffrey. If you like curries, Madhur Jaffrey has written this book called The Bible of Curries, and they are fantastic and they're foolproof. And recipe writers and chefs like me, we really admire her work. And then there are others, like, okay, I'm going back to Valamalu again, but I have to give, say, Rory O'Connell, his book Master It is fantastic. And again, he comes from the school of perfect recipe writing. And very, you know, creative and very easy to follow recipes. He's such a good writer. And there's loads of others. Do you want more?
Like, it's a long, lovely list. And what you're going for there are the ones that are precise, meticulous, that you have kind of like a start and end time. What see you, though, of the coffee table types that are just lovely to flick through, but maybe you never actually have the outcome of cooking some of the recipes in them? Lovely to look at.
They're different ones, aren't they? I mean, all the ones that I named before, because when I'm, I mean, I would imagine when somebody is right, you know, is cooking a recipe and they don't have much time, it's got to work. And then there's the other ones that are just beautiful to look at. And probably one of my favorite writers, who is definitely one of those books that I just cuddle up and look at, is Tessa Kiros, which I would imagine a lot of people may not have heard of. She's not that well known, but you can get her books in lots of stores. She writes and produces the most beautiful books. They're all Italian, but very different to, we'll say, everyday Italian books. They're One of them is called Limoncello and Linen Water. They're all very dreamy and romantic. The photographs are so beautiful and so inspirational for, you know, people like me who work in food, you know, to look at for inspiration. So she'd be up there on one of the top ones.
High on the list. And for people looking her up, it's spelled K-I-R-O-S, Kiros. And we know Catherine Fulvio, when she did this segment 2 weeks ago, also picked a book by Tessa Kiros, and it was Falling Cloudberries. So there you have that in common.
Yes, The Falling Cloudberries is beautiful too. Oh, there's an amazing recipe actually in that book. It was one of the first recipes that I ever tried from her book, and it's a Moroccan orange cake made with ground almonds, and then she makes this orange and star anise. I remember it because I was only about 23 and it was the first time I'd ever cooked with star anise, this orange syrup that's infused with star anise that you pour over the cake and it gets drenched in it.
You have us all licking our lips here. You have, as you said, you've done the 9 cookbooks. Do you have a favourite, or is it like having children? You can't have a favourite. Each have their different strengths and different themes.
I do. I mean, the most successful by far is my latest one, In Minutes, was my first book to ever reach the top book charts in across all books in Amazon here in the UK and Ireland. And that was a real moment for me. And that was a book that probably took the longest for me to do. It's basically a book to, you know, segmented into 10-minute, 20-minute and 30-minute recipes. I know a lot of listeners will have it because I get so much feedback on this book. And it took so long to test them with timers, making the recipes interesting that you can make in 10, 20, 30 minutes. So that for me was a real amazing moment.
And if something was
conquer it.
And if something was taking, say, 13 minutes, but the chapter was 10 minutes, were you throwing it out, starting again, trying to find an alternative? Yeah, you're really strict on it.
Yeah, it had to work because if it, you know, again, I'm on TV as well every week, so, and I'm kind of very much kind of in the public eye, so I kind of, there's nowhere to hide if my recipes go wrong, you know, I'll be told immediately.
People are sending you pictures of their stopwatches. What of your own personal cooking time when you're not doing the cookbooks and you're not having to do the TV demos? Do you still enjoy cooking? Do you cook at home every night? Is there a set family time for it?
Yeah, I mean, I cook every single night. Sometimes I wish I didn't know so much for food or didn't work so much for food where I'd kind of enjoy a ready-made meal, but I can't. I can't get out of that zone. So I do. I cook every night, and I love it. And I have a 7 o'clock or 6:30, 7 o'clock sit down for dinner every single night. And if I don't get that, I feel like I really miss out. And I really feel like I deserve that, you know, 6:30 or 6:30 sit down at my husband where we catch up and we cook dinner together. And, you know, I get to test another recipe. I mean, I have to come up with so many recipes every week. It's, you know, I've got to come up with 4 new recipes for this morning and we'll whittle it down to 1, but they all have to be new and fresh and for my Instagram content and for, you know, my Sunday Times column. So I'm testing recipes every day, and poor Harry is the... It's either a good meal or a bad meal. Sometimes it varies.
And in terms of the air fryer, a lot of us have found our way back to a love maybe of cooking at home again. Do you use the air fryer? Are your recipes now compatible with it in some instances?
Well, you know, at the very beginning when the air fryer started coming in, I was a little bit nose up at it. And now I'm like hands up at it. It is so brilliant. I think, I don't know what the stats are in Ireland, but I know in the UK where I'm living, it's 76% of households or something like that. I might have changed, have an air fryer. So because I'm cooking live on This Morning every week, I had to start using and testing out the air fryer because it's become, you know, just like a frying pan. You know, most people have them. And it's so brilliant, A, because it makes cooking easy, and it's healthier because you're using less oil. By the way, I'm not affiliated with any air fryer. I'm not being paid to say this. It's just out of my own experience, and they're just fantastic. And it's a new wave of cooking, and us as food writers kind of have to go with it.
Okay, and very briefly, if people like the sound of all of that, they can actually come and experience cooking and eating with you in your home in London. And I think you have a date coming up on the 14th of August.
Yeah, exactly. I have a new house in London that a lot of people would have followed my renovations on Instagram. And then a few months ago, I opened the doors, and once a week I hold a cookery day where you come in the morning and we sit around my kitchen island and we do a little cookery class. And then we have champagne up in the living room and then a three-course lunch. So it's a whole day of lovely cooking and chatting and a bit of fun. And I have to say, nearly 50% of everybody booking in comes from Ireland.
Lovely. Well, it sounds delightful. Clodagh McKenna, thank you for sharing all of those suggestions on lovely cookbooks for all of us to go off and have a look at. And best of luck with the summer series and people coming to your home in London. That was Clodagh McKenna, chef. We'll be back after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.